Exercise 8, page 53.
Trapped in the wilderness. Blake Stanfield was so excited about his father's birthday surprise, a rafting trip in Alaska, but it turned into a terrifying 5-day fight for survival. On a beautiful warm day in June 2003, Blake Stanfield decided to take his father, Neil, on a trip into the Alaskan wilderness. On their first morning, they set off together down the Koyukuk River on their raft. They had only traveled a few miles down the river when, to their horror, they saw a huge wall of ice in front of them. Their raft crashed into the ice, and the men fell into the freezing cold water. If the water hadn't been so fast flowing, they would have been able to crawl onto the ice, but instead it quickly sucked them under and swept them along. The river bounced Blake around and hit his head against the ice.
"What have I done?"
Blake thought at that point. But just then he surfaced and saw his father holding onto an oar. Freezing cold and with Neil suffering from hypothermia, the two men made their way to the shore. Blake quickly lit a fire. He knew his father would die from the cold if he didn't get warm soon. He also took a penknife and made a shelter out of branches. The next morning, Blake knew that he had to get help, as they had lost all their supplies, their food, tent, and clothes. He left his father and made his way towards a town 104 kilometers away, singing loudly to scare off bears. He even caught and ate ants and spiders to give him strength. But there was a problem. When he reached a river, he realized it was too wide for him to swim across without getting hypothermia. Meanwhile, Neil was also fighting to stay alive. One time he fell asleep and woke up just in time to keep his fire alight. By Monday, both men were getting weaker and weaker from lack of food.
"If only I hadn't left my father,"
Blake thought. But then he had an idea. If he built a signal fire, any planes flying overhead would hopefully see him. On Tuesday evening, a pilot finally spotted Blake. After a short while, a rescue helicopter picked him up. They quickly found Neil.
"You look awful,"
Blake said to Neil when he first saw him, laughing and crying with relief.
"You don't look so great yourself,"
Neil replied. The two men promised each other they would go on another trip together, but definitely without any swimming under ice.